This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can correct it, because there's nobody I have more respect for, well, maybe a little bit, but than reporters, than good reporters. It's very important to me, and especially in this position. It's very important. I don't mind bad stories. I can handle a bad story better than anybody, as long as it's true.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States, saying that the media is lying, and there's a lot of fake news. And you just heard there he was talking about he doesn't mind bad stories, just bad reporting. There was a wild press conference with the president earlier in the day in Washington, D.C. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News, joins us now. Bob, what do you make of that? It was like a whole diatribe on reporters, and reporters asking him 17 times about Russia.
You know, Kate, I did a podcast I have tonight just specifically on the press conference. And, you know, some potential things Donald Trump, I think, has to do off this topic, but it's extraordinary. I don't have words to describe, after 42 years in politics, what I watched today. He walked into the Oval Office and said, we're going to do this. It was supposed to be done at a different time, and he went out and did it. He said, I want to defend everything now. But, I mean, it was extraordinary in the sense of aggressiveness, gloves off. It was combat. It was a combat zone in that room of he versus the press and going on and Hillary Clinton and what he was left, a mess. I mean, just... But it was extraordinary. I have never in my life, I can't recall, and you've been in this business a while, ever seen a president that combative.
Never. He said the press is out of control. He spent most of the press conference nominee stepping up his arsenal or attacks on the mainstream media and actually debating several members of the press. I'll tell you what, you can't be afraid to take him on if you're in the media and you're covering the White House, because if you're going to stand up, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, you're correct. And you know, to mention just one network, because I'm looking at it, and if I was involved in management of it, I would say let's take a little bit just different approach and just be aggressive. But, you know, one of the networks constantly complaining, well, he won't take our questions. Well, honestly, so what? I mean, the public in general doesn't care.
Oh, they
do. One network
yeah.
doesn't do as well as the other, let's face it. So their tactic's got to be, I think, is to just continue to confront, you know, with questions where they want to go. But they get back and forth into this, no, we're not dishonest, no, we're not fake. At the end, as ugly as this was today and extraordinary, Trump doesn't lose on that necessarily. I mean, I know people are going to get mad hearing me say that, but just analyzing this thing, he doesn't necessarily lose on a head-on-head battle with a couple of these networks.
Yeah, wow. I mean... I'm just fascinated by, I'm like you, I'm just fascinated by this. And I've covered politics for a while, and I've covered sports, and I've covered lots of different people, business people. I've interviewed 12,000 people. I just have never seen anything like it whatsoever. I think, you know, it's, again, for people listening, the one thing you got to give to Trump is, look, he is who he is, and that's it. So if I want to have a press conference and I want to take on the media, I'm going to do it.
He takes the battle directly out to people. I watched the clip of actually coal miners from my home area. In fact, one of my former campaign managers was in the room at the White House today. I saw him with the Coal Association now. And they're there standing with union coal members. He signs a resolution. The union is you know, jumping up and down supporting him. Coal miners are supporting him. And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, okay, does all this press battle, but if he continues to, as, you know, make some points on issues, he can do something. He still, I think, as you and I talked last night, I still think they're becoming dysfunctional internally where they've got to correct that. But if these press conferences continue of just being a Trump versus media and media versus Trump deal, and he loses his focus, then I think he's got some problems. He can take them on, but he's got to continue to hit the issues that people care about, their pocketbooks, their daily life, the budget, you know, their work, things like that. He's got to get onto that track.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is it with the, you know, talk about what people care about. Is it the end with this whole legal fight with the revised travel ban, right?
Well, yes. Look, he rolled it out incorrectly. He included green card holders. He shouldn't have done that. He did follow the seven countries that President Obama and the Republicans crafted. He did that. But he went overboard how he rolled it out. If he keeps this just to the detainees, which is what I think he'll do, he doesn't lose on it. Also, there's 100 ways to skin a cat, as they say. And he can just order internally that the vetting process be extremely detailed. And that will accomplish the same thing. I think he wanted the public fight on this to, quote, lose to a liberal court. You know, I think he wanted that, number one. Two, though, I think they didn't do the mechanics to roll it out. They went, you know, overboard. In the end, though, he will win on this because he can vet almost any way he wants to.
Yeah, boy, that's absolutely right. And then you've got Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, saying that Trump and Congress, hey, we're exactly on track with the agenda. We're rolling. So I don't know what you all are complaining about. We're just keep doing what we need to do.
Well, he's going to do that. But Paul Ryan is going to face two battles that literally could put him, you know, next to walking on a razor blade. He's got the health care dilemma, and I mean dilemma. There's a death spiral on Obamacare. They can't just let it die as the ultra-right wants. They can't do that. Millions would be kicked off. Who would pay the bills? They're in the middle of processes for operations. You know the whole scenario. So they know that. But yet, what are they going to replace it with? They don't have all their ducks in order. They've got Rand Paul walking out of the meetings in the Senate disgusted with it all. And then the second thing is 13 appropriation bills this year that's going to be hard for Speaker Ryan, as head of the House, with that kind of majority, to not pass those. That's the balanced budget, you know, initiative. And he's kind of darned, Kate, if he does, or darned if he doesn't, the way he proceeds on. I think those two are big deals. So as far as the agenda, he's going to say what he said because of the, you know, disarray in the White House. But there's two issues that he's not going to be able to escape, Donald Trump or not. He's not going to be able to escape those two issues.
Yeah. Other than that, anything else going on in Washington?
Well, they've got a labor secretary and Acosta. How about the Navy SEAL that has now turned him down?
Yes, not really wanting to be a part of what was happening,
right?
How do you turn that down?
I don't. Now he did say he's going to discuss it with his wife, but they just say he doesn't want any part. He's retired Vice Admiral Bob Harward, interesting guy. He went to high school in Iran, by the way.
I saw that, but he did turn down that job. Bob Ney, what a pleasure to have you on the show the last couple of shows. We appreciate it. Look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk about the Navy SEAL, who looks like is pretty much saying no to the national security job. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't think they believe it. Well, I guess one of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you the whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. That's a ruse.
It's a ruse. That's the president talking about, of course, as he said, Russia. There were a lot of questions about Russia, and that's happened since what just happened with the National Security Advisor. By the way, the FBI is not going to pursue charges against Michael Flynn on the Russian call. There were a lot of conversations about the possibility of that happening, and the president kept saying, listen, people are not having conversations. There were not conversations about Russia. That was, there's no record of a trip of Michael Flynn in 2015 going to Russia. And I think those questions will swirl around, however, for a while longer. And speaking of that, this ex-Navy SEAL that Bob mentioned moments ago was Trump's choice for national security advisor. He turned down the job offer. He was asked, Trump asked at Vice Admiral Robert Harward earlier in the week to take it, but he declined. And they're still trying to convince him to change his mind. And I guess the deal is he's kind of in conflict with Call of Duty and this dysfunctionality he talks about. And, of course, this job is open because of the reasons I just said. Michael Flynn resigned after it was revealed that he had misled members of the administration about some of the conversations he had with a Russian ambassador in December about U.S. sanctions, which was a no-no. So Harward is close to Defense Secretary James Mattis and served on the National Security Council. He has the goods during the Bush administration. And it was, so he's an obvious choice to go to, but it just, it doesn't look like he's gonna, it doesn't look like he's gonna do that. It looks like he's watching from afar what's going on and feels like he wants to stay put. But who knows? I mean, you know, maybe maybe enough people around him convince him that this is the way to go. And sticking with all things the president for a second here, there's this new book on the Trump presidency, and the New York Times reports that it's debuting at number 6 on its bestseller list. And in this Sunday's New York Times, David Horowitz's big agenda, President Trump's plan to save America, is going to be the number 6 bestseller for both hardcover nonfiction books and ebook hardcover nonfiction. It was released the week of Trump's inauguration. The book shot to the top of online bestseller lists, including Amazon, rather. And Big Agenda is the first major book to be released on Trump's presidency. It reveals what Horowitz says is Trump's secret plan to radically change America and roll back President Obama's policies in his first 100 days. So a lot of people are saying that it's a great read, that it really does have the predictions about the Trump agenda. And in it, Horowitz claims Trump has a plan to not only jumpstart the economy and defeat radical Islam, but to put the Democratic Party out of business once and for all. Establishment outlets that were under fire, I guess, today from the president, like ABC and CNN and CBS, have been not having any conversations about Horowitz and his new book. He has appeared on Fox Business and C-SPAN and Newsmax and Fox News, and Big Agenda is, by the way, published by Humanix, which also had the number one best-selling book on the campaign trail that was called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. It's interesting. Horowitz, they've reached out to us, and we are likely to get him possibly next week or in the next couple of days about the book. And, you know, it's all about, okay, where does the information come from? And apparently, for what he's talking about, he's got great backup on that. So interesting that it starts off at number 6. So I would say that's a good jump start for whatever direction you're heading in, certainly. So there is some interest in it, and that I'm sure will ratchet up too, without a doubt. So, you know, it's interesting. While Trump comes forward and says his team is a fine-tuned machine, and there are all these attacks on the administration, I think his press conference really stunned a lot of so-called even political insiders, not expecting for him to do that. Certainly he doesn't have to do that, but I think he wanted to jump in. I think he wanted to jump into the middle of it. I think he wanted to just be out there and have that conversation and with the reporters. So he did that. He jumped out and had the conversation, and where it goes from here will be interesting. And when I say interesting, and I use that word interesting a bunch on the show, I shouldn't say that. I don't use it a lot. But I say follow the bouncing ball. Where it ends up, we're not sure at this point. But the conversations in the last 3 to 4 weeks have been incredible. Conversations that we haven't had at the beginning of a presidency since I've been doing this show, and I've been doing America Tonight or various shows since the Bush administration and then through the Obama administration, but even following that beforehand, you know, following the other presidencies. This is, we do live in, for lack of a non-cliche way to say it, some extraordinary times in watching how this president, who's non-political, not from that background, manages Washington, D.C. Everett in Washington joins us. Hey, Everett.
Yeah, I love what Trump did today. And, you know, American people aren't stupid. We know what's going on with the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all that and CNN. It's about time he stepped up and told them, hey, where it's at.
Well, yeah, I think that was the idea. I'm just going to go out and address it. I'm just going to go out and say this is, you know, ridiculous. And here's boom, 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 boom. And that's it.
Yeah. I got another joke for you, too.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm not too good at showing jokes, but here goes. How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb? Six.
None. They all lost their houses.
That was a good joke. You told that well. So don't say you're not a good joke. You delivered the punchline. It was perfect.
Must have been all them John Carson reruns I've been watching. I don't watch CNN anymore.
That's okay. The Carson reruns are good. Those jokes are easier to remember. So you get the gold star, Everett, for the night. You might have trumped Dan in Texas with his jokes. That was a good one. I think we can all remember that one. It's like the rope joke that was told last week, and then I retold it. And then I got some people that told me that they retold it. So the rope joke is making its way around America right now. The courtesy of America Tonight and it being repeated, if you will. Hey, coming up on the show, some turmoil in Knickland. Did you hear this story? Charles Oakley, who was a superstar for the New York Knicks in the 90s, was tossed out of the Garden. He's having some problems with the owner. And because of that, he ended up getting handcuffed. The fans, of course, are furious. The team is lousy, and he is one of those kind of iconic guys for them who doesn't live in New York but would go to see the Knicks quite a bit when he was in town. And James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, was not too thrilled with Oakley and his criticisms, and they've had some problems, but it looks like this was more of a problem with a security guard. So the saga of the New York Knicks, the insanity of it all, just continues, mirroring what's happening in Washington. See what I always say? Sports and politics, there's so many similarities between the two. It's uncanny, my friends. So we're going to bounce in that direction next. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Flynn obviously was dealing, so that's one person, but he was dealing as he should have been.
During the election?
No, nobody that I know of.
All right, the Russian question coming up with the Trump presser from the White House. So we roll back to that, and we'll move forward down the hardwoods and talk about Charles Oakley in a second here in the situation there. But first, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Well, just want to give you an idea of the ambiance and the atmosphere that you have in the National Security Agency since I used to work there.
Yeah, there okay. You go.
And I gotta turn you down on my laptop here. Gotta turn you. Yeah, I hear somebody just like.
Okay. Nice.
See, you keep talking on. I can't turn the daggone cell phone down. What button do I have to push? There you go. But I still can hear you. It's not that. So anyway, so it's just like working in a normal office in many ways, Kate. You know. You have your little, you know, partitions, and it's an office situation, and you have your, you have to be, watchful of the way you conduct yourself, because the slightest thing can land you to be blackmailed. So if there's a romance in the office, you know, right there, you know, if one of them is, already engaged or married, problems. If you're making too much money, okay, problems. So everybody is, it's like a normal office, except everybody's walking on eggshells a little bit, okay? And another thing is that it's very PC, just like in normal big corporations, you know, you can't talk about Adley about any ethnic groups or any sexual groups. You know, very touchy-feely. They all have EEO offices, you know. And if you get written up for anything, it's bad news because they'll yank your clearance just like that, okay? So I can imagine very easily that for 8 years, there was a very pro-Obama ambiance in these agencies because, you know, a black president, right? Who's going to stand up and say anything like that? Especially if you're working in a government office like that, you know, an intelligence agency. You don't want to sound like you're a traitor or you can't say anything against the commander in chief. Okay?
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when Trump won, and remember the NSA, okay, is located in Maryland, which is a very, very, very democratic state, okay? And I can imagine that there was a lot of ill feeling towards Trump. And, you know, back when I worked there, it was a lot more difficult to sneak something out than it is today. Because back then, you know, we didn't have, you know, thumb drives and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you can still steal stuff, but it, you know, nowadays you can put on a thumb drive or whatever. But back then, you know, it was analog, you know, and
right.
It was a lot more difficult to take
yep.
something out.
Yep.
And so I would not be surprised if there's a lot of ill feeling in, you know, in these intelligence agencies, because, you know, if you have your headquarters in Maryland or Virginia, which is also voted Democratic this year, as well as last year, and maybe even the year before that, I mean, the last couple of the people hire from the area, you know, they don't, just because it's a national organization doesn't mean that they have to have, you know, somebody from California. You hire from the area around there, so... the office spaces and the people in there, they're not going to be that pro-Trump. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pro-Trump people there because of the military. You have military and civilians mixed, okay?
Right.
In the offices. But I can just see a lot of what they're talking about now, the deep state or the dark state or whatever. You know, a lot of people... can, you know, start sending stuff out to WikiLeaks to try and make Trump look bad, like they made this guy Flynn look bad. And that's the situation. It's not like if you're thinking, you know, you see in the movies, you know, everybody's really gung-ho, you know, when you see, you know, some CIA movie there. No,
yeah.
I mean, you have, it's just like a big corporation.
Like,
you know,
anywhere else,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, very PC. You got to, you know, watch what toes you're stepping on, and you can't really talk about stuff that much in your office. And so, I can see some shouting matches going on now, too,
yeah.
Because with Trump coming in, you know, that's a big sea change. That's 180 degrees if the ship turns around.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially you'll have, you know, people who for 8 years were considering Russia, you know, a high priority. And now, you know, that's the way it is in there. And I tell you, that press conference today, it was like watching Saturday Night Live, but for real. And,
I know.
And it was great. He was just like... cleaning the floor with these guys, and some of the reporters were even laughing. I mean, it was so refreshing. It was, you know, like not just a breath of fresh air, but a hurricane of fresh air.
Yeah.
And that's good for the country. Okay, that's good for the country. So
I agree. Him being there. Yeah. Him being there was so unique, and you're right. I guarantee they'll do a parody of it on Saturday Night Live. Tomas, thanks. I said that to Bob Ney at the top of the show, the former congressman from Ohio, that he and I had said we'd never seen anything like it. And that's the whole idea. this administration is like nothing you've ever seen. So he decides, yeah, I'm going to go do it. I want to address it. I'm tired of it. I don't like it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to talk to everyone face to face. And that's what I said. That absolutely put the reporters right on the spot. You've got to, I'll say you got to man up or woman up. If the president of the United States, whoever it is there, then you got to hurl whatever question you're going to throw at them and not back off of whatever you're writing or whatever you're saying, and then back it up. All right, speaking of backing it up, Charles Oakley is, when he was asked about on getting help, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, says, oh, he needs help. Charles Oakley says he's not ready to drop his feud with James Dolan. In fact, here's what he said in his own words. No, I don't think that's what he said. He would love to just play music when he walks into the garden. I don't know. Andy, do we have Charles Oakley somewhere in the building? He had something to say about what the situation with James Dolan. Maybe we don't.
He's a control freak. He got everybody in the garden on pins and needles. The other owners know this. That's the bad thing about it. They're going to let this end up happening like something happened to L.A. Clippers. It's that bad. But they won't talk about it.
He says it's bad because he says Dolan is a racist. He's accusing him of being a racist. And he's saying it's just going to be covered up. And, you know, that's what that's about. So it didn't get necessarily a lot of traction, but there are some conversations about it. And while that's happening, here's what you also have happening. The All-Star Game is this weekend, and the All-Star Game is from New Orleans. And the conversation isn't so much about Oakley, it's more about what's happening with the, you know, what's happening with the game. Other than, oh, in New York they have this problem, and Oakley's saying, I'd rather go to jail than do anything that he tells me to do. But the ticket, what's happening to the ticket prices, I was looking at something today about it, but two dozen of the best basketball players on the planet, of course, are going to be right there in New Orleans during Mardi Gras season, which is huge. Excuse me. For 3 days, I've been to an All-Star weekend, it's pretty wild, but they say that for the cheapest tickets available for the Saturday night deals, $120, which is tied for the lowest price 2 days before an event since Ticket IQ began tracking All-Star games in 2011. The last year, when the All-Star weekend was in Toronto, the cheapest ticket 2 days before All-Star Saturday was $389. So, significant a difference there, but it's for anybody who wants to go see an All-Star player or two or five or ten, boy, that's a good deal. But why the dip in the prices? I don't know. Could it be the controversy? Because New Orleans is fabulous. I mean, I love New Orleans. I do. And I think there's so much to do there. I think the people are great. It's a great destination. I don't think it has to do with the city. I think it has to do maybe the fact that it was originally supposed to take place in Charlotte, North Carolina, but was moved in July because of North Carolina's controversial anti-LGBT law, House Bill 2. When the NBA announced the move to New Orleans in August, the third time in 10 years, the city has been selected to host it, so maybe there was something to do with that. We're going to the movies next on ATN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Break where we take a breath with me, from everything that's going on in D.C., although, you know, it's a wind of change, let's put it that way. The winds of change are upon us. So if we were going to the movies, there are a couple of new movies that are out, including one that I have seen a gazillion ads for. They're really pumping this out there, the studio. And it stars Matt Damon. It's called The Great Wall. Take a listen.
We have traveled thousands of miles in search of a weapon more powerful than we've ever known.
Here.
We came to trade.
You lie. You are thieves.
What was that?
There are many things you have not seen.
The Great Wall is the only barrier keeping the world safe.
What is it they want?
To feed.
They've trained all their lives for this war.
Let me fight with you.
This is where you chose to die.
Good luck with that.
Stay in a fight. You think they see you as some kind of hero?
I fought for greed. Some gods. This is the first war I've seen. Worth fighting.
So it's European mercenaries. They're searching for black powder, and they got in this embroiled in kind of a defense of the Great Wall of China against a horde of crazy, monstrous creatures that we just even can't describe. They're so scary, frightening. Yes. I think this is going to be popular. I really believe that some people are going to go and see the Great Wall. If you don't want to go see the Great Wall, it might be a fun little afternoon deal when it starts to stream maybe 8 months or so from now. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. It's an action deal. I'm on the fence about it because it looks good, but we're seeing the good stuff. I don't know if we get deeper how much we'll like it or not. I enjoy Matt Damon's work, I'll say that, and William Dafoe, and there's some other names certainly that I recognize. And, you know, what Hollywood's doing now is because a lot of the Asian folks in China especially have the money to back some of these films that cost so much. They're involved in the casting, the story, and this is heavy in that direction. And they have a lot of people working on this. There were a lot of writing credits that went out to some pretty famous people like Tony Gilroy, who wrote the screenplay, if you know anything about his books. So because of that, I would say I would give it a chance. I like some of the writers on it. All right, we move to another movie that's getting a lot of play, and it's called A Cure for Wellness.
There is a sickness inside us, rising like the bile that leaves that bitter taste at the back of our throats. It's there in every one of you seated around the table. Only when we know what ails us can we hope to find the cure.
What do you make of that? Clearly he's lost his mind.
Our thoughts exactly.
I'd like you to go to Switzerland and bring Mr. Pembroke back to us.
What we offer here is a process of purification away from the pressures of the modern world.
You plan to take Mr. Pembroke back with you?
Is that a problem?
He's a patient, not a prisoner.
You have the cure?
No. Actually, I was just leaving.
No one ever leaves.
Welcome back, Mr. Lockhart. Signs of concussion? Depleted the immune system. I would like to recommend a treatment. Think of it as a cleansing of the mind as much as the body. Some patients experience visions. But rest assured, it's just the toxins leaving the system.
There's a terrible darkness here.
That was 200 years ago.
This is happening now. You said no
one ever leaves me.
What happens to them?
I saw the body!
Listen to yourself. You're not a well man.
You're trying to make me think I'm insane.
What happened to me? All part of the cure.
There is no cure!
Accept the diagnosis, and you will see. It's wonderful here.
Ah, so A Cure for Wellness reminds you of a Leonardo DiCaprio flick where it's a psychological experiment kind of thing. If I'm trying to wrap my brain around this, Shutter Island, Martin Scorsese's film, and it does remind me a little bit of that from what I've seen of it. And there's eels in this. There's some crazy things going on in this deal. And it's a long movie, 2 hours and 26 minutes. So, pack your patience, rated R, villains, craziness, and kind of a suspense flick would be the best way to put it. And I think it's going to see some eyeballs. All right, and then finally we finish with this fist fight.
I'm sorry, what?
Parking lot. After school. It's on.
Teachers don't bite.
I want everybody to see this.
Hashtag teacher fight. Who else knows about this?
I don't need to be liked. I need to educate.
I just don't know the first thing about fighting.
Make a fist. Are you serious? This is the 1700s? Ambo!
Maybe the best thing to do is just run.
I never said nothing about no running. Who is you, Seabiscuit?
Flex? I am flexing.
There's nothing there.
Why don't you just take a punch and then just go down? Play dead like possums do, or anything that's like a pussy animal.
Devil! 911, what's your emergency?
There's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
If you have a problem with a bum, I need you to speak to a teacher.
I am a teacher.
You're gold, man. Now go on and take that whooping.
So there you go. Last day of the year. High school English teacher trying his best to keep it together. Lots of pranks. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 32%. I think teenagers would love it. Ice Cube, Tracy Morgan, Christina Hendricks. You get the idea. I don't think it's going to be a big hit at the box office, though. See ya. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.